Mighty releases ebook to tackle biggest challenges to reach net zero. 17th April 2023. By Elementary Content Team, Mighty's latest ebook explores the most common challenges faced by organizations looking to reach net zero and offers solutions on how to tackle them effectively. With the race to net zero well underway, avoiding these common pitfalls is key to implementing successful, speedy, and cost-effective decarbonization plans. Mighty's own net zero roadmap will see the business decarbonize all 70 plus sites, and with just 8 to go, it will have an entirely net zero estate by its 2025 deadline. Mighty's latest ebook, released today, tackles the 5 biggest challenges to reaching net zero and shares insights on how organizations can overcome each one. As the UK's leading facilities management company, Mighty's energy management, engineering, and sustainability expertise has saved over 353,000 tons of CO2 for British organizations in the last decade. In that time, 5 common obstacles have emerged, which are preventing the successful execution of decarbonization initiatives at scale. Cost remains a key barrier and is one of the reasons many organizations are struggling to get their decision makers on board with decarbonization initiatives. For others, conflicting interests across the organization presents a real challenge. Mighty's Insights paper, titled How to Succeed at Decarbonization, Help Your Organization Overcome the 5 Biggest Challenges to Net Zero, considers the following obstacles. Challenge 1. Affordability. In the current economic climate, organizations are understandably cautious with their finances, but investing in decarbonization solutions needn't be a financial burden. As technology continues to mature, some solutions, such as solar PV, have seen their costs decline and paybacks improve significantly as companies tackle increasing energy costs. In addition, there can be significant operational cost savings associated with decarbonization investments, particularly those that will have a direct impact on an organization's energy bills. There are numerous financing and funding options for organizations looking to invest in decarbonization solutions, which make these investments increasingly affordable. In fact, the ebook recommends that the first step for any organization is to optimize what they already have. Starting off with smaller modifications, such as upgrading to energy-efficient lighting, adjusting heating controls, and turning off services in less used areas, can have huge impacts on an organization's overall emissions and generate big savings. Challenge 2. Credibility. For some organizations, the biggest challenge remains building a compelling business case for their key decision makers, who may not always fully appreciate the value of decarbonization investments. Knowing how to present that argument can be key to convincing decision makers to invest in net zero. The best approach is to present both the positives of taking action and the potential consequences of inaction. Leaving decarbonization initiatives to a later date may incur legislative non-compliance, reputational damage, and huge capital investments, so it is worth taking the time, effort, and investment now. In addition, there are plenty of positive aspects to support a business case, such as improved energy security and resilience, which takes on additional significance given the current energy climate, as well as the opportunity to develop new revenue streams. Ultimately, the sooner decision makers are on board, the better, as demand for some decarbonization technologies is already outstripping supply as the benefits of transitioning to net zero are becoming more apparent. Challenge 3. Unity. One of the biggest challenges is juggling the competing agendas of different stakeholders within organizations. Although it can be difficult, everyone in an organization needs to understand the importance of decarbonization and pull in the same direction. While everyone has their own KPIs and areas of focus, decarbonization is a unifying mission that all stakeholders can buy into. The trick is finding the common ground and showing everyone how these investments contribute to their individual goals as well as the greater good. Challenge 4. Longevity. In order to maximize the value from investing in decarbonization efforts, organizations need to plan a long-term approach. It is crucial for any organization to begin with a detailed understanding of its portfolio, which is why gaining a complete picture of its estate is the best place to start. By doing things in small steps, organizations can then create a roadmap that details the appropriate measures to take over the following months and years, and prioritize these based on factors like cost, complexity, and results. Overall, it is important that organizations don't throw all their investments into brand new solutions and start by managing what they have already got more effectively. Challenge 5, clarity. In a crowded marketplace, choosing the best fit partners to deliver on an organization's decarbonization plans can be overwhelming and unnecessarily complex. Often, businesses hire several consultants, contractors, and maintenance teams from different companies, creating additional complexity if the communication is not crystal clear between different parties. An alternative solution is to identify a single partner who can provide a comprehensive, end-to-end service, from assessing the energy use of an estate and identifying inefficiencies, to choosing and installing the right solutions. When choosing a provider, it is also important to look at their track record and ask questions like, how long have they been in the industry? Do they have all the right accreditations? Have they worked in environments like yours before? And what have they helped others to achieve?